One of the most controversial buildings in Prague, the futuristic Žižkov TV Tower, is this week celebrating its 15th anniversary. Long before that date, many people in Prague opposed the idea of such a tall and out-of-place building being erected in a largely residential area. But 15 years later, it now seems that Praguers are slowly but surely getting used to it. Lenka Petáková reports.
Construction began on the Žižkov TV Tower in 1985. But even before work began, the futuristic 216-meter tower was a source of controversy. There were debates among architects, environmentalists, and above all, citizens about the aesthetics of the building. There was also a question mark over possible health risks, until tests showed the level of radiation was not harmful. Even so, the building has never been very popular among locals. There are still many inhabitants of Žižkov who have never been in the tower, its restaurant, cafe and lookout cabins. Among them, this retired woman out walking her dog.
No, už jsem si zvykla, protože díky tomu, že jsem se tady i narodila.
I've already grown accustomed to the tower. I was born in Žižkov and have been living here all my life. I remember the good old days when there was a Jewish cemetery here instead of the tower. It was a place where they grew wild flowers and berries. As a child, I often played with other children near this place, behind the old city walls. It was annoying to see the communists destroy all this, and I felt very sorry for the park.
But this old lady says there is one advantage of living near Prague's TV tower.
A jinak to má velikou výhodu. Mívala jsem kdysi doma televizor ruskej Junost a měl...
The TV reception here is very good. I have an old Russian television at home, a Junost, and it only has a very small round antenna. I've had it for years, and when the tower was built, the reception improved substantially. The picture is now perfect. So there is at least one thing that the TV tower is good for.
A máme překrásný obraz. Takže k něčemu ta věž byla i dobrá.
Klára Filipová manages the tallest restaurant and cafe, 66 meters above the ground. She says the attitude of the locals towards the building is getting more and more positive.
I think by the time it's more popular than in the beginning.
Do any of them come here regularly?
For coffee or for dinner, for meetings and for seminars too.
Before the fall of communism, some thought that it was built mainly to jam the airways of Radio Free Europe and other foreign stations. The perception of the Žižkov TV tower slightly improved in the year 2000 when plastic sculptures of babies by artist David Černý were affixed to it. The popular figures were taken down but were returned due to public demand.